the lesson of your book is that the personal is political, whether it's gun control, child support, sexual assault, reproductive rights. You talk about things that happened to you and then what you as a politician have done to try to make change happen. How hard was it for you to really be able to share with people the most, very most personal things in your life?
You know, Steve, in most of those cases, it came about by accident that I started to speak about them. It wasn't my intention necessarily, but it was because something was triggered inside me by a statement made that made me feel compelled to set the record straight. So I have used my personal experiences to help illuminate the, you know, painful issue that many have encountered, whether it was gun violence or second trimester abortions, or the fact that parents with children that don't get their court-ordered child support are struggling, and it's not right.
I'll start going way back to the expedition to Jonestown, and I appreciate the fact that you are very sure when you say that the Jonestown massacre was a murder, and yet all these years later, people are still talking about mass suicide. So help us understand why the idea of mass suicide is just plain wrong.
Well, first of all, there were 300 children that had their lives taken in Jonestown, and none of them were really in a position to make that decision on their own. Often they were injected with the cyanide. There were a group of people that wanted to leave with us, and we needed to call another plane. Congressman Ryan was staying behind with what was going to be a second airlift, and then there was a knifing attempt on him, and so he left. But so those are two vivid examples. Thirdly, most of those people had lost their independence, their ability to think without the control of Jim Jones. He had beaten them emotionally and physically. So yes, it was a mass murder. It was not a mass suicide.
As you go to work, you have talked about a lot of issues in this book, and I wonder if any of them jumps out at you as an opportunity for bipartisan compromise over the next months and couple of years.
Well, in part, a congressman, Republican from Alabama, very conservative, Bradley Byrne, and I are going to come back with some more legislation to protect those who are discriminated against in government service. So that's one example. I think the infrastructure bill is a bill that both Democrats and Republicans can support. We need to fix our aging highways and bridges. This is a way of creating new jobs in the middle America, where so many people are feeling the sting of having their jobs taken from them and factories closed. I'm actually pretty hopeful that there's a package of bills that we'll get through that are going to be reflective of our democratic principles, but also ones that many Republicans can support as well.